In 1985, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger gave a remarkable interview to the Italian journalist Vittorio Messori, and it was entitled in English, The Ratzinger Report. And in this Ratzinger Report, the future Pope Benedict XVI tells us that there are six crucial reasons why we should not forget Mary in the midst of the crises of today, because she is the remedy. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And I want to give at least a summary of these remarkable insights by the future Pope Benedict XVI in this interview regarding the role of Mary today. And the interviewer, the well-respected Italian journalist Vittorio Messori, brought forward some major crises that the church was facing. Now, again, this is 1985, and I dare say, my friends, we can only say the crises have not gone away. They're only greater today than when Cardinal Ratzinger first commented upon them. And Messori said, you know, we have a crisis of faith in the world. We have a crisis on a world basis in light of things like threats of war and violence. We have a crisis in terms of the church, in issues of unity and doctrinal orthodoxy. And we even have a crisis on the nature of woman, what woman is and what she's supposed to be. And in response to these crises, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger said, a remedy, in fact, we could even say the remedy for these crises, the principal remedy that he offers is the person, the truth, and the love of Mary. Now, is this just a pietistic response by the, at that time, prefect for the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith? My friends, quite the contrary. If you read the extended treatment of what Cardinal Ratzinger responded, you'll understand that each one of these 6 points could be a doctoral dissertation unto itself. It is the heart of Catholic and German scholarship, but then combined with a beautiful love and a tender sensitivity to whom he sees as his spiritual mother. So I want to just briefly comment on these six reasons of why we should not forget Mary in the midst of a crisis that was present in 1985 and is only more critical in our own present time. This is the first response, and these are quotations from the words of Cardinal Ratzinger. He says the first reason not to forget Mary is, quote, when one recognizes the place assigned to Mary by dogma and tradition, one is solidly rooted in authentic Christology. What does that mean? It means the truth about Mary protects the truth about Jesus Christ. He gives the example of the hypostatic union. Now, the hypostatic union is the truth that Jesus Christ is one divine person with a fully divine nature and a fully human nature. What Cardinal Ratzinger is saying is that the truth about Jesus is protected in his hypostatic union by the truth about Mary. Specifically, her divine motherhood. That because Mary is the mother of Jesus, and that this is a dogmatic truth, that this protects something critical about who Jesus Christ is. That is, that he's truly God, but also truly man. The dogma of Mary, as the Theotokos, or the God-bearer, tells us, that indeed Jesus has a truly human nature identical to that of Mary, an immaculate nature like her own. So the truth about Mary as the Divine Mother protects the truth that Jesus Christ is truly man, which also, by the way, protects our redemption. Because if Jesus is not the God-man, then who died on Calvary? It had to be Jesus dying in his humanity, but a humanity completely united to his divinity to make just compensation for the sins of all humanity. And Cardinal Ratzinger also says the truth about Mary protects our eternal and our immortal destiny, by saying that the assumption of Mary guarantees that we too will have a resurrection of the body in the last day. So the four Marian dogmas, as Cardinal Ratzinger says, protects the truth about Jesus Christ and also conveys in it the truth about us in its own tertiary way. My friends, if you want to keep a good model in mind about comparing Jesus and Mary and us, remember, Jesus Christ is always first in everything of a supernatural order and of the order of the divinity, which Jesus alone has. So it's always first true about Jesus. Secondly, by application, we can see the Marian dimension of the truths of Jesus, that Mary is, for example, the co-redemptrix with the Redeemer, the mediatrix with the one mediator, and even the advocate with the divine advocate, the Holy Spirit. But then in a third way, it's true about us. So Jesus is the Redeemer. Mary is the co-redemptrix. You and I are called to be co-redeemers in Christ. Jesus is the one mediator. Mary is the mediatrix with the one mediator. And we, as St. Maximilian Kolbe calls us, are called to be mediators one to another, praying and interceding for each other. So you get the idea. What's true about Jesus is applied to Mary and then true about us. But it's the Marian dogmas that protect the truth about Jesus Christ. Cardinal Ratzinger goes on. He says, as a second reason not to forget Mary, quote, "The Mariology of the Church comprises the right relationship, the necessary integration between Scripture and tradition." And he goes on to say this, that the four dogmas, which are clearly founded in sacred Scripture, are also, quote, "like a seed that grows and bear fruit in the life of tradition." Now, what exactly does that mean? That means that every truth about Our Lady has its foundational seed in Scripture, whether it's explicit or implicit, and then, like a beautiful oak tree coming forward from a little seed, that truth grows in the history, in the life of the Church, in the mystery of the contemplation of the monks and the blood of the martyrs, and it grows in the living tradition of the Church until one day it's proclaimed as a solemn definition, like what happened regarding the Immaculate Conception in 1854. Well, that's what happens in 1854, but the truth of the Immaculate Conception is in Genesis 3:15, in that enmity between the woman and the serpent, and the truth of Luke 1:28, that the fullness of grace, she who has a plenitude of grace, would indeed be free from all stain of sin. So what Cardinal Ratzinger is saying is that the Marian dogmas are perfect examples of the right relationship between Scripture and tradition. That is, from a Catholic perspective and a perspective of full truth, it's not either or, it's both and. The sources of revelation include sacred tradition, which is the apostolic truth that Jesus gives to the apostles and is lived and protected in the Church, in the womb of the Church, if you will, and sacred Scripture, that which is recorded under the power of the Holy Spirit in a written word. So the Marian dogmas really demand and command an understanding of Scripture and tradition as interpreted and safeguarded by the Magisterium. Third reason why we cannot forget Mary in our present age of crisis. Cardinal Ratzinger tells us, and I quote, "Mary binds together in her very person, in a living and indissoluble way, the Old and New Testaments, the old and new people of God, Israel, and Christianity." What does that mean? That means Mary in her very person, as the Jewish maiden who says yes to Yahweh, is the perfect connection between Judaism and Christianity. Because indeed, Christianity is the fulfillment of the old covenant. Jesus Christ brings us to a new and everlasting covenant. We know that. But it's Mary's yes. It's the yes of an Anoim, of a Jewish woman who stayed true to the covenant, of a remnant Israelite that brings us the Savior. And that's why St. John Damascene used to say that Mary is the seal between the Old Testament and the New Testament. She is the perfect, in her very person and in her love, connection between the Old Testament and the fulfillment of the New Testament in Jesus Christ. That's why she's the new Ark of the Covenant. She has within herself the essence of the covenant, which indeed brings salvation to us all. Now we're going to continue on our next segment of the last of these three reasons, the last three reasons why Mary is the remedy. Stay with us and listen to the wisdom of the future Pope Benedict on why Mary is a remedy for you and me and for the Church today. This is Mark Mirabali saying, God bless you.